Anthony Broome, is he standing by? From the Wolverine.com, I had a great story that I just retweeted in regards to could Harbaugh, former Harbaugh players, set a record for the school with the most players drafted tonight, Friday, and Saturday here at the NFL Draft in Detroit. And Anthony Broome from the Wolverine.com is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I made my way to downtown Detroit, kind of ducked into a building for a few, but man, it is buzzing down here. I think this entire weekend has a chance to be somewhat of an infomercial for the Michigan Wolverines football program. And it starts tonight with J.J. McCarthy, who really the draft kind of starts when we figure out where the heck he's going to go. So, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm having a great time down here so far. I think this is an event where if you're a fan of college football, if you're a fan of NFL football, to me, this is the perfect Venn diagram of that. And, you know, for Lions fans in particular, I mean, all you've ever had before a couple of years ago was the draft. Now you've got a good football team. Now you've got that passion for the draft. It's just, I mean, the atmosphere down here is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I could feel it when I was walking into the caucus club a couple hours ago. We're about 0.3 of a mile from the NFL draft stage. And it starts with J.J. McCarthy, and we'll get to the rest of the Wolverines over the weekend that could be drafted if they get beyond 15 that Georgia had from that Georgia team that throttled Michigan down in South Florida. They'll set a record and a historic team when people look back on this for decades. But the story that I heard earlier today that J.J. isn't going to be at the draft, and I'm trying to figure out why. They love you in the state of Michigan. You're going to go no later than 13. Okay, 2 to 13. No later than the Raiders at 13, if he did drop. I'm not saying he's going to drop, but I am concerned when he's not going to be at the draft, is he worried he could drop? Or because he likes this, he did a great interview with Eisen about, you know, when he was in his mama's belly and his dad's called him his little quarterback. It was tearjerker watching that. But are you surprised J.J. McCarthy isn't going to be walking out on stage to hug Roger Goodell when he's drafted tonight in the first round?
I am a little bit surprised because, yeah, I mean, Ann Arbor's 45 minutes west of here. He's going to come off the board fairly early. I mean, again, I think the buzz has cooled down on him being a potential top four, top five pick. But would I be surprised if he's the number six pick, number eight pick for someone trading up? Certainly he's not going to fall past the Denver Broncos at pick number 12. So for me, yeah, I mean, he's going to go early. But I think he's the type of guy that, and this is why I feel like a market like Minnesota or a market like Denver is probably best for him. He doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't need the constant microscope on him. You know, he just wants to play football, and he wants to be kind of that rising tide that raises everything else around him. So I'm not 100% surprised that he's not here, to be honest. But it would have been great to be here. I mean, it kind of kicks off that weekend for Michigan. No Michigan guys were or will be in that draft green room. A lot of guys just deciding to stay remote and things like that. But a little bit surprised, but not given that we know the guy. I don't think I'm super surprised that he's not around.
Anthony Broome from the Wolverine.com. He is in downtown Detroit, not too far from us, getting ready to cover the NFL draft this weekend, connected to those 18 Wolverines who were invited to the combine. Yeah, just JJ's kind of done his own thing since he's been at Michigan, maybe since he's played the game of football. And like I said, 2 to 13. 13 would be if for some reason he did drop 13, the Raiders need a quarterback. I think that's the low side. 2 could be the shocking pick after Caleb Williams tonight here just down the street. So when you look at the 18 invited to the combine and doing your homework and research for the Wolverine.com, Anthony, how many players do you think Michigan will have drafted when this thing ends on Saturday here in Detroit?
I think I got to 14 pretty safely. You know, I don't need to go through all the names, but I think 14 for sure. It's going to come down to there's a group of four at the end, where I think is where things get interesting. It's with Trent A. Jones, Carson Barnhart, Ladarius Henderson, and Josh Wallace. I think if two of those four guys get drafted, I think they break the record. Obviously, if one of them gets drafted, they match the record. But it's going to be interesting because, you know, you've got these three footholds now these former Michigan coaches or guys that have ties to Michigan with the Baltimore Ravens, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Seattle Seahawks with Mike McDonald. I think they all listen. I mean, they have a duty, these guys that run those teams, to pick the best player they possibly can. But, you know, I tend to think if you got to take a chance on a guy in round six, round seven, I think that these Michigan guys, it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to at least contribute to your team, at least, you know, with some of those late round guys. Maybe they push for time in camp, or they're on your practice squad. So to me, I think they'll get there. I think they'll get to 16 barely, but I think you're going to have to watch this entire NFL draft to kind of see if they do that, because I really do think it's going to come down to the wire. So I think 13 to 14 guys is pretty safe. From there, you'd only need one guy to tie the record. You need two guys to break the record. I just feel like they're going to get there some way, and we'll see what happens with the rest of them.
So after JJ selected, I agree with you. I doubt there'll be anybody else in the first round unless Roman Wilson was a major surprise at the end of the first round tonight in the draft. I assume it Roman's the second player selected, or will it be Corm? What do you think?
I mean, I think there's a good chance it's Sainer still, honestly. I mean, I've seen mock drafts where he's right there at the top of round two. Maybe a team falls in love with him and moves up just a little bit to get him at the end of round one. But I think Roman Wilson, you can put in that pot. I think you can put Sainer still in that pot. Chris Jenkins might have an outside chance at being in that pot. We'll see what happens. But, you know, given the fact that the consensus about this draft is that you've got 15 guys pretty safely that I think have first-round grades. And then from, like, 16 to 50, 16 to 60, whatever it is, depending on the board you put value in, there's not a lot of separation there. So I do wonder, similar to how teams, when in doubt, they would just take the Alabama player or they would just take the Georgia player in years past. I do wonder if all things are held equal, what happens with some of these Michigan guys. So I wouldn't rule out a surprise first rounder at the end tonight, but I do think it probably will just be the one. And then, you know, you'll have a lot of foundational pieces that come off the board tomorrow. And then Saturday is the day where you're seeing if they can set some kind of record.
Blake Corum, I almost have this vibe that he's going to end up playing for Harbaugh with the Chargers. Am I crazy to think that?
I don't think so. I think if there's one pound the table guy, and you look at all these teams that have made these offseason moves. I mean, the Chargers need a running back. Gus Edwards is not going to be enough. They're going to want to run the ball a lot. And Corum is slimmed down, I think, maybe in an effort to get kind of closer to what he was during his true freshman season or that season in 2021. He's been running routes out of the slot for teams. He did it at Pro Day. He did it a little bit at the NFL Combine. They got some reps in doing that. So I feel like if there's one guy, if you had to set the odds for a guy to be someone that Jim Harbaugh pounds the table for, I think Blake Corum is probably pretty high on that list.
I agree. Anthony Broom, the Wolverine.com coverage of the Michigan players and the NFL draft and the connections to all the selections. And will they break Georgia's record of 15 players selected in one draft? We'll see by the end of the day on Saturday. You can follow the Michigan connection to the NFL draft here in Detroit at thewolverine.com. Anthony, good stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.